Chapter 7. What's an actuator? It was dinner time, but Layla was too nervous to eat. I told Mr. Gilvary about my idea today, she told her family.
Cool,
said Sammy and Yusuf at the same time. No, that's the problem, Layla replied. It was a stupid idea. Everybody was listening, and now they all think that I'm going to invent something cool and exciting. But I don't know what I'm doing. She started to cry. How can I keep my scholarship? She thought. I already know that my idea won't work.
What's the idea, Layla? The twins asked.
Yes, let's hear about the idea and then decide if it's a good idea or a bad one, said Bubba.
I want to make a robot actuator using gummy worms.
Nobody said a word until Sammy asked,
Did you say gummy worms?
Like the sweets we get from the shop? Asked Yusuf. Layla nodded.
You're going to make robots out of gummy worms, they said excitedly. Great!
Layla looked at her parents. She hoped that they were as excited as the twins. They were not.
What? Bubba shook his head. How did you go from making something that people can use, like a weeding machine, to making a robot with edible parts, parts that you can eat?
Bubba sat back in his chair.
But you do know what an actuator is, and that is a good thing.
Early the next morning, Layla went to the tech room. She had an idea. It was quite funny, but she wanted to try to make it work. She looked for S, for silicon, in the index in the back of one of Mr. Gilvary's books. The index showed all the important things in the book. Silicon, page 315. This was wonderful. She spent the next hour reading about silicon, how it worked, what it was used for, and how it was made. She tried to understand how to mold silicon. Gummy worms are like silicon, she thought. If I melt some gummy worms together, it will be the same as silicon. It's like the rubber at the bottom of the shower, which stops the water from coming out. But what can I make with it? She got some paper. At the top of the page, she wrote, Ideas. Gummy worm actuator. Then she began to draw. Time passed until, suddenly, the door behind her opened.
Layla, there you are. We've looked everywhere for you.
It was Mr. Gilvary and Miss Taylor.
We almost called your parents. Do you know what time it is?
Layla looked at the clock on the wall. It was almost time for morning break.
Oh no, said Layla. I've been here all morning. I was working. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, Ms. Taylor said. But you'll have to find time to do the maths lesson that you missed. Mr. Gilvary has told me that you're working hard on a robot for the GDT. Is that what you were doing?
I'm drawing some ideas, but it's not going very well at the moment.
Mr. Gilvary looked at her drawings and smiled.
It looks like you still need a bit of help here, he said.
I'm still working on the idea. I know I want to make it out of gummy worms, but I want it to be more than an actuator. I want the actuator to do something.
What's an actuator? Asked Ms. Taylor.
An actuator changes energy to make something move, she replied. Mr. Gilvary nodded. And Layla continued. The energy can come from air, or electricity, or water.
Okay, said Ms. Taylor slowly. But why are you making a gummy worm actuator?
Layla did not really have an answer, but she tried to explain.
Well, they'll be edible. And who doesn't want to eat part of a robot?
Ms. Taylor nodded and smiled, but did not look sure. Mr. Gilvary was more interested in how Layla could make her invention than why she was doing it.
What energy will you use? He asked.
Layla shook her head.
Well, said Mr. Gilvary, in this room we have both air and electricity. Think about using those first.
He pointed at the air hose at the back of the room.
The air hose will be easier, safer, and more inventive.
Do you mean that I should design something that I can put air into? Then it can make the whole thing move, she said. Mr. Gilvary nodded. Layla could not believe she had the start of an idea that could work.
All right, Layla, Ms. Taylor said. I won't report to you this time because I know you were working, but you can't miss class again, okay?
Layla was very happy to hear this. She did not want to have more trouble right now.
Break will start soon, but you can go now, Ms. Taylor said. But please come to class after break.
Layla ran out of the classroom with her drawings and went to the hill behind the school. She could see that somebody was already sitting there. She hoped that it was not Peter.